Man, I wish I waited one more day. I think what she's saying is like, that's a good thing, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good thing for the company.
Yeah. Hi, Joseph. Joseph, thank you so much for holding.
Hello. How are you, Joseph?
I'm doing quite well. My name is Paul. Happy Friday. How's your day going?
Likewise. He's good.
Thank you very much. So, you know, Tara wanted me to get on the line. I'm the regional pricing director for Georgia. She, of course, wanted me to get you more details about exactly how the service works. Of course, answer any questions that you might have. Also, though, because the business is quite new, she did want me to apply a new in-business rate, making it even more affordable for you. And you are familiar with using Google. You know the local path pops up. Of course. I mean, that's where everybody goes. That's where we go as consumers, and that's where your potential customers will go when they need to find a handyman, but they don't know who to call. You know, we Google it, so they'll type in, best handyman near me, or handyman contractor, or residential handyman, or they might type in a specific service that you want to be found for, and you can pop up for those searches. Of course, we would want you to have a website. We build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one, and for our very young companies, we don't expect you to already have a website. I'm requesting right now if my supervisor, and the best thing is today's Friday. He's got a young daughter. He likes to end his day early if possible. He's always in a good mood on Friday. I think he'll allow me to include a website at no cost. Do it for free because it's a month-to-month service. We're not locking you into a contract. We do the want to earn your business, and we know that having a website that people can see will give them the reasons to call you. Those calls will translate into jobs. That's what's going to help you want to keep the service long-term. It is the month-to-month. There's no contract. You qualify for reduced pricing as a young business, and that reduced rate, that new business rate, it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you. It will stay fixed at that lower rate just to make it affordable for younger companies like yours. Because, again, we want to provide, just like you do, provide a quality service at a fair price, be working with customers who are happy to work with you. Our clients keep the service long-term because it's profitable. Your clients will recommend you to their friends. They'll use your services, again, for different projects. When you treat your customers well, they treat you well. So I want to make this affordable for you. Like I said, Friday is actually, I mean, it's a little-known secret outside our company, but everyone inside the company knows the best time to talk to us is on a Friday because my supervisor is usually in a really good mood. You already qualify for a reduced rate as a young company, but if I can get that website included, that's going to make a big difference for you. Now, it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads. You're targeting a 50-mile service area, which is perfect for this platinum package. Anywhere in that service area, the greater Atlanta metro area, Alpharetta, Marietta, Roswell, Duluth, wherever you want to go, and we'll focus on specific cities, right? We want to make sure that you're servicing the people you want to service. If there are places even right around the corner, places in Atlanta you don't want to go, we just don't run your ads there. So you only get calls from the people and places you want to work with. Best part about it, the calls come to you. So no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Now, I'm still waiting to hear back if I can include that website. The pricing, though, I know for a young company for kind of the Atlanta metro, that 50-mile service area, I'm going to shave 50% off of the service, save you $300 every single month. Like I said, the rate won't go up. It drops the price down from $599 a month to exactly $299 to the penny. You're not paying more for any reason. You're not paying for an additional lead. You're not paying per click call or job or a percentage of your profit. So whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate, that $299. There's actually, like I said, Facebook ads included. Now, I did mention, you might have heard me say that the platinum package is $599, but I cut it down to $299. I cut it in half. The Facebook ads were untouched. It comes with $100 of Facebook ads. I left the $100 of Facebook ads as part of your package. That goes a very long way because Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that $100 is about 400 clicks from people that will be in your area might need your services, and on their Facebook page, they'll see your ads, they'll see your website, they pick up the phone and call you. That helps you to kind of cover all your bases. When someone is actively trying to find a handyman to call, your business and your website will be there on Google and Bing. And if they just know they've got a project or two in the back of their head and they're just kind of scrolling through their Facebook and their downtime, they'll still see your ads. They'll still see your website. They'll be able to call you. And that's just another great way to reach out to more people. Like I said, it's included in that package. Now, it is, like I said, month to month. If I could, in fact, get the website included, that would mean we would build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no cost. Everything's at no cost, no, you know, taxes or fees or anything like that. So it would bill once a month for $2.99. If I could get that website included, I'm sure that's something you would want for two bucks. Right?
Okay. So it's very good. So how do we get all this?
So one of the things that I would want to do is make sure that we're accurately branding your business. And it is Two Brothers Pro Handyman. That's how you want the company to appear.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
When we get your phone ringing, Joseph, is the number that we're speaking on now, is this going to be the business number? Is
yes.
this the number you want your
phone?
Yes, it is. Okay.
Yes, it is.
And it's a smartphone too, right? You can receive a text message. Okay. Now, we'll promote this phone number on your website, and customers will call this number directly. They'll call you. Mm-hmm. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website will also have a contact form. Maybe it's a little late in the day. They don't want to give you a call. They fill out the contact form instead. When they do that, you get a text message and an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. Most of the time they're just going to call you, but whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate, so you're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, if it is a business email, it will be listed physically. People would see it right on your website. If it's a personal email, we just don't put it on there. It still attaches to your contact form, but no one would need to see it. What is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
Okay, it's COLUSA 19. And it's at gmail.com.
Did you say that was COUL?
COOL.
Oh, COL.
Double.
Okay, so double O.
Cool USA. It's Cool USA.
Oh, it's Cool USA. Yeah, I thought you said double U, not double double O. So C, Cool USA, COOL, USA, 19 at gmail.com. So perfect. And then Tara did not get your last name.
Okay, Pokerel is P-O-K-H-A-R-E-L. And the first name is Nirmal.
Okay, so I have P-O-K-H, like Henry, A-R-E-L, and your first name?
Yes, sir. It's Nirmal, N-I-R-M-A-L.
N-I-R-M-A-L, Nirmal. Now, like I said, your customers call you. We will either call you, text you, or email you. Mostly emails are for longer pieces of information unless that's your preferred method of contact. Do you prefer that we call you, text you, or email you when we need to speak with you about your account?
Either way.
Anyway, any of them? That's good. There will be a little bit of overlap. If we try to call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. Oh, real quick, the other thing I did want to ask you, because I saw, and Tara, I think, found it when she was looking for your website. She attached here an Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. It's got the same exact phone number, so she found it real easily. It does have an address, though, that I think might be a residential address. The 2216 Hopkins Mill Lane?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so that's like your home. Customers don't go there, though, right?
Yeah. No, never, no.
That's perfect. And, you know, you're service-based. You go to the customer. Customers don't come to you. Google doesn't want your home address listed online because they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would.
My business card doesn't have it. I never put it at any place.
Perfect. So it will not be listed anywhere online. You're out in the field
thank
most
you,
days
thank you.
Anyway. No, of course. Yeah, and You know, of course, Google doesn't want people to drive out to your home.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, I've got the business. Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? I mean, when did you want to be
down
online?
We do Monday through Friday.
Monday
sometimes
through Friday.
Saturdays, emergency or something like that.
But gotcha.
Monday through Friday, preferred.
Preferred Monday through Friday. Got to have a weekend. Got to have time to yourself.
Right.
Is it like
yes,
7
sir.
To 7, 8 to 5?
Yeah, 7 to 7 is good.
7 to 7 is good. Are you currently taking anything besides cash and check? Do you take credit card, Venmo, PayPal, cash?
Right now we're waiting for the some things from the IRS so we can do
okay.
the business. We're just getting going, you know. And
yeah, of
so
course.
We went to the bank. We went to the bank to set up the business account and all that.
Perfect.
There was something missing, so we're just waiting on that.
Just waiting on that.
As soon as we get it, we'll open up the business. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I wasn't clear before, the maintenance, mm-hmm. updating, and all of that, it's included. So if we have to add something or make changes, if you, let's say we do send you a job and you're very proud of the job that you do. If you want to send us new photos down the road, there's no additional cost for us to add those to your website. In fact, some of our clients love that there's a website editor tool in your dashboard, your client dashboard, which is what we call
right,
your tracking,
right,
your
right,
recording,
right,
everything
course,
like that.
Yes.
So you do have access to make changes to your website on your own. You can add photos, make changes, run a promotion, or whatever the case might be. I'd still say the majority of our clients just want us to take care of everything and make sure their phone is ringing. Either way, there's no additional cost for any changes to be made, whether you do that or whether we do that. Now, one thing that I did want to do here, again, make it affordable for you, and I'm wondering why I haven't heard back from my boss. He's usually pretty quick, but, I mean, it's towards the end of the day on a Friday. I understand things are probably – he's got
probably other
things to do. But the package that I'm talking about here is our Platinum package. Normally listed $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. I did take the price of that package and reduce it from $599 down to $299. I want to take an additional $200 off of that setup fee. So instead of a setup fee of $299, it would just be a one-time setup fee of only $99 that attaches to only the first month. So the first month is $398. Every month after that, it would be that exact amount of $299. And again, that rate would never go up on you. Oh, hang on one second. I think it's my boss. I did just hear a chime. It is my supervisor. It says, call for this very young company that appears to be trying Angie leads. I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request to include a website at no additional cost. So I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So I'm glad he did include. It's really a website upgrade. The Platinum package would have come with like a landing page, like a one-page website, but we do see better returns with a customized website, so I did want to see if I can get that upgrade for you, and I was able to do that. So it's going to be that websites included. And you do already have photos? I know it's brand new, but do you have photos?
Yeah, we do. We have some pictures, yes.
Perfect. Yes. So we will, of course, want to use those photos. We'll also conduct a client interview. If you are available today, there's still one spot left in 6 o'clock, so that'd be about a half an hour from now. Our technician would give you a call, ask you not just your hours of operation and your forms of payment, but we'll want to know things like a mission statement or a slogan, motto, a tagline. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, what is unique about your business, that type of thing. So we will do that follow-up call, talk to you about all the services you want to provide, all the different places you want to be found. If you are available at 6 o'clock, there is still one spot available for that last interview of the day. Now, the other thing that I would do here, and it is required because we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that I was able to reduce both the cost of the service itself and the one-time setup fee, and also with my supervisor's approval, we'll actually be including not just a landing page, but a custom website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. Would you be available for like a 25, 30, 35-minute phone call in that 6 o'clock hour?
Yes, it sounds good. Yes, yes.
You would. So we'll schedule it from 6 until 7. It's a one-hour window. It takes about half that time. Should get to you right at 6 or within a couple of minutes of 6 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls myself when our technician is ready to call you, I will also be on that call, just in the very beginning, just to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, in which case they're going to call you anyway. They're going to take care of you no matter what. Now, whether I am on that phone call or not, I did want to put just an additional layer of protection for you, just another added bit of security, a question and an answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Two Brothers Pro Handyman, we may occasionally ask for the answer to the security question. And then this is very important, especially about a week or so from now. Once your website is active, if you start getting phone calls in a week or two from anyone claiming to be Google or Local Splash, they should know my name. It's Paul Gordon. They will also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information right away, then it's not us. Let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, let them go. It is, like I said, on a month-to-month basis. I'll get to that voice verification here in just a second here, but it bills once a month. Today, of course, there's the one-time setup fee, but moving forward on the 26th, it would be exactly $2.99, never a penny more, okay? Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name, Cherry.
Cherry.
Cherry, that's the first pet?
Yeah.
And just like the fruit,
C-H-E-R-Y? Yeah, yes,
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And then I'll type that in twice to confirm. And then for that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
American Express.
American Express. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's the name.
First and last, or is there a middle initial? Yeah. Okay. And then you said an American Express card. That should actually start with a 3. All American Express cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. So it's 3710.
Mm-hmm.
It's 294.
Yes, sir.
161-01-012.
And then the expiration month?
Is 5/29, May 29.
5 of 2029. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
It's 6626.
Okay, so I have 6626, 6626 on the front, and then 05 or May of 2029 for the expiration. Was the card itself 3710-294-161-01012.
Wow, exactly. Okay. That's okay.
Is it is it billing at the 2216 Hopkins Mill Road, 30096?
It's Hopkins Lane.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. I had it in Hopkins Mill Lane on the other page, and it's supposed to pull exactly from the other page. That's interesting that it didn't, because it just populates from the page I was on before.
I'm sorry, on the American Express, I forgot that, can you put the K for the middle name?
Middle name's with K.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, that's okay. Not a problem. So I'll add that in. And it is Hopkins Mill Lane. And that's Duluth, And that's 30096. Okay, gotcha.
96, uh-huh.
All right, I'll add that middle initial of K. And then, like I said, I do need to read the voice verification. It gets recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question.
I'm going to let my brother do that because he's the one that picks up the line all the time, okay?
Okay,
just
perfect.
Give me 1 second. Go there, go
there. Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Like I was telling your brother, I'm required to read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It actually attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. That way you know it's month to month, that you can stop at any time, that we're including a website, that we're reducing the cost of both the service itself and the setup fee. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but feel free to stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, give me just a second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Two Brothers Pro Handyman.
Perfect. Two Brothers Pro Handyman. That's how I have it. That's how it's going to appear on your website and on all the additional online content that we'll create. And then please state your name and your title, your official title within the business.
Okay. Minimal Book Rail Owner.
Okay, perfect. And as the owner of Two Brothers Pro Handyman, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
And for the billing information, the Amex that was just provided, you're an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Okay.
Of course. Perfect. For the billing information, you're authorized to use that for the payment today, correct? Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, keep in mind it's important that you guys are also involved. It's our job to make your phone ring, so you have to answer it, right? People in your area will be contacting you, so we specifically request that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages, coming from both my company and from your potential customers, of course you would agree to that, right?
I agree.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it's month to month. We already are aware of Angie Leads. There's no conflict with that whatsoever. The reason that we do ask, though, all the additional content, Yelp and everything else that we'll create, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And of course, we want to make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate. We're not saying you can't hire someone. Of course, you won't need to, but if you hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we do ask that you let us know ahead of time or after the fact so that we can make sure that all of the information is accurate and consistent for your business. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, again, it's month to month. The website's included. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 26th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew on the 26th of the month at the further reduced total amount of just $299.00. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up. not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount. No taxes, fees, surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the Facebook ads are included, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that website is included at no cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will. Now, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it if you get more work than you can handle, if you need to go on vacation, if you wanted to, if it was necessary. You could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Could you send me in the
email,
please?
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
you'll actually get it by way of email. The system should send that out to you in just about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the following business day if they get it late in the day or after hours. The email address will be on there as well. You will receive all of that information by email. You'll also receive an additional email, the first month's invoice, will actually be emailed out to you separately in about a minute here. Now, the invoice email will also have a link to the written terms and conditions. So everything that we did just now go over in the voice verification will, in fact, be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive the link via direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. I do already have the client interview scheduled for 6 o'clock, so in about 15, 20 minutes. And is the number that we're speaking on now, is this the number, the best number for our client interview technician to call?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Security question has already been set up also. And then did you guys happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system is sending out? Let me refresh and see if it's been sent. Late in the day, sometimes these things take time. Our system usually sends emails in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes we have to wait just a second or even up to a minute or two for the emails that we send to be sent out. So I'm just trying to refresh my system and see if I'm going to trigger it. It looks like it was sent. I was just about to trigger one manually, but you did already receive it. It says local splash initial invoice. The welcome email is sure to come your way within a minute or two, but the one that I did want you to see is the one that you already have. Okay. So if you open it up, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. You'll see the words click here in blue. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click right on the click here, and it's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. So it talks about all the different things we'll be providing for you. And of course, I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. Real quick though, Google is going to be our main focus because it's everyone's main focus. Now about 1 out of 10 people though will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls too. So we are going to mirror the same content on Bing. You can get those phone calls. And of course, we're going to do the website for you. We're doing the Facebook ads, you'll see a long line. It goes all the way across, and below it, it populates the mobile number 678-414-0403 and two boxes. We do want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you authorize that you're able to use the card, that you're the holder and signer of the card. Please click both of those boxes. Now, you will see a longer box. It's got an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would copy and paste or type in the name as it appears. It's case sensitive. So the N, the K, and the P in the last name are all capitalized. Do not put a period after the middle initial of K. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field, so it's just K, space, and then the last name. Once you've got the name as it appears in the box, you'll see an orange, almost orange colored box that says confirm signature. Click on that box, and that'll do a few things. It does, first of all, let us know that it's month to month, that we reduce the cost and the setup fee, and that we're including the website. It will also allow us to PIN verify your company and release or do the initial NAPW audit. We'll make sure any information that's already out there is accurate, and we'll fix it if it's not. Now, it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you have successfully submitted that form when it asks you to log in. If it's asking you for a username and password, just let me know.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem.
He's asking me my name, phone number, company name. I'm there, okay?
So I'm just refreshing my system to see if it's catching up. You were able to click the two boxes, type in the name, and hit confirm signature.
Hold on, it asked me my name, my email address, and company name.
It should be asking you for all of that, not in that field.
Okay. You don't want me to fill up this, those things?
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. Oh, I think you might be on a different email.
Hold on. I'd go back, okay?
Yeah, our system caught up and did send out the other emails, but the one that has the link says local splash initial invoice. It says, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here.
Okay, you want me to go to express.com URL? You want me to hit that one? Yeah. Yeah. When I hit that one, it's asking me the phone number, name, and that one. Okay, just a second. I just got the localexpress.com and then URL localexpress.com .com/Google. Which one? And then I increase. HTTPS last mind open express.
Right, yeah, so.
Which one?
The my.localsplash.com.
Okay,
yeah.
Tom? You want me to hit the Tom?
No, you don't have to do that. You're a couple of steps ahead of our system. Our system is still trying to catch up with you. I think you may have skipped one of the earlier steps.
So which one do you want me to hit? I got 1, 2, 3 last one.
Yeah, the emails that you have. One says action needed. The other one says welcome to Local Splash. And then the other email says local splash initial invoice. And this is the only time that you get bombarded with emails. It just happens in the very beginning. But do you see the one that says local splash initial invoice?
Local splash, yeah. We got it.
Okay.
There is a local splash, yeah. And then there is access your
client dashboard, access your dashboard. Yeah. So above where it says access your dashboard, you'll see the initial invoice, the setup fee was reduced, the Facebook ads are included, the website, it says my site, that's what we call our custom websites, that's included at no cost, you'll see that $0. But if you scroll above that in the body of the email, just above where it says thank you, the local Splash team, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms.
You can log in, access your dashboard, one, and another last one. Oh, okay, here you go. Access, it's the profile subscription, that one?
Yeah, the one that says local Splash initial invoice.
Yeah, I received that one. Invoice.
Okay. Did you click on the link that says please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Do more.
Our technician can walk you through it if you have any concerns with it. I just wanted to make sure that everything's good on our end before I send it over to them.
Hey, everything's good.
Everything's good.
Okay. Well, I do have the client interview scheduled in about 10-15 minutes here, so I do want to put in some notes. But pretty self-explanatory. I know there's a couple of emails in there, but the one that we do want you to see has the local Splash initial invoice. Thank you for choosing local Splash as the very beginning part of that email. Once you click on the click here, just type in the name as it appears and click confirm signature. Our technician's going to walk you through any questions that you might have.
I got that. Do you have to, it says that there is a toolbox. I agree to receive SMS, send my phone number, and I certify that authorized.
Yes.
All right, that one?
Yes.
Correct, that one, yeah. Click on both of those boxes, and then in the longer box, type in the name exactly as it appears. So it's case sensitive, the N and K and the P are capitalized, no period after the P. Or after the K, I should say.
Okay.
So, Nirmal and space K.
Space.
And,
right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I got it.
The NK and P are capitalized, no space after, or no period after the K. Hit confirm signature, it'll take you to the next screen.
Confirm signature. Okay, it took me the username and password now.
Okay. Now, the username and password are a part of the welcome email. But honestly, if you try to log into your account now, it's going to tell you that we're still working on getting everything set up. It's just there because our automated system thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system. We're going to do the client interview in about 10 or 15 minutes, and once it's completed, we'll start creating the content for you to be able to track. Your username and password are in the welcome email. You can change your password, but not your username. The username's in our system the same way. Easy for us to access the information and easy for you to remember. It's the phone number we're speaking on. The area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username is 678-414-0403. Now, it looks like the default password is GoFriends. And you can change that password once you have access to your tracking system. I'm going to let you guys go because I got to put in a few notes real quick here before we give you a call. I'll probably just be buttoning up my notes and still between phone calls. So I'll probably be on that phone call in about 5-10 minutes when we give you a call back to start that follow-up call for the client interview, okay? Welcome aboard, you guys. I'm excited. I'm pretty sure I'll be still able to talk to you in a couple of seconds, so I'll just say goodbye for now. But real pleasure speaking with you. We'll be calling you back in about 5, 10, or maybe at the most 15 minutes, okay?
Okay, sir.
All righty. Thank you, guys. Take care. We'll talk to you in just a couple minutes here. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.